Ever since 9/11, Independence Hall, the birthplace of America's democracy, has been surrounded by a maze of metal barricades and low concrete walls. The National Park Service, which is responsible for the site, says it wants to build a 2 to 2.5 meter fence around the elegant Georgian-style building, where the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776. Park Service spokesman Phil Sheridan says the symbolic value of the hall and the Liberty Bell, housed just across the street, makes the site a potential target for terrorism.
We have both law enforcement reports, reports from the intelligence agencies that talk that Al-Qaeda considers bombing places of symbolic value. Certainly no one could argue that Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell are not great symbols. Overlaid with that is our own security study that told us things that we needed to do in order to ensure the safety of Independence Hall, the Liberty Bell, and our visitors.
The Park Service commissioned the security report last year and then asked the city to permanently close a block of Chestnut Street that runs past the front of Independence Hall. Cars have been detoured around the block since 9/11, and for 8 months it's been closed to pedestrians as well. In December, Philadelphia Mayor John Street agreed to make the closing permanent, but now he's reconsidering that decision after meeting with local business leaders like Kenneth Kaiserman, who owns a nearby food court.
Business has been down since this September 11th debacle. It's not really coming back. I think this tells people that this area is dangerous. And I think people are a little bit fearful about coming here.
It's not just local businesses that are opposed to making the security measures more permanent. George Thomas, a professor of urban studies at the nearby University of Pennsylvania, says a fence around the Bell and Independence Hall would undermine the meaning of the site.
This isn't just preserving some artifact. This is intended as a symbol of our liberty, of our ability to mix and interact as we choose. And that's an overwhelming loss. And, you know, in a sense, it just gives the victory to Osama. It says we are more concerned about these objects than we are about the actual freedom that the objects connote.
Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell draw tourists from around the world and across the country, and they have mixed reactions to the heightened security plan. Tracy Eversole of Kentucky says it seems appropriate.
I mean, I would want to be safe. I mean, I think this would be a big target area, and so it wouldn't bother me, I don't think.
But Darcy Maturi, visiting from suburban Abington, Pennsylvania, says the new measures are over the top.
We don't want people to be discouraged. If they see fences like that, they're going to be discouraged. They're not going to want to wait in line or wait to get into things.
Park Service officials say they still hope to see Chestnut Street closed off permanently. Mayor John Street says he'll consult with the Park Service, the police, and security experts before making a final decision, probably next month. All of which means the temporary barriers around Independence Hall may be around for some time to come. For Coast to Coast, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.